When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jim Rooney joining me for the next hour or so. Son of Dan and author of a book called A Different Way to Win. And we're talking about that right now. Just some great stories. And it's been enhanced as an audio version of that book with new interviews, additional interviews, interviews that you can actually listen to, hence the term audiobook. Tell us a little bit about some of those, Jim, how those came about. Maybe Joe Green doing the intro, and what a voice he has. That must be incredible.
Yeah, Joe is so powerful. And I'd asked him to write the foreword for the book. So this was 5 years old. And, you know, he did a fantastic job, and we worked back and forth. He had written a foreword, and then we said, here's some things that are traditionally a foreword. So you know, kind of getting to go back and forth with him. And then we did this piece of audio. We did a couple pieces of audio kind of early on in COVID. So we had this company go to Joe's house with basically, you know, an audio set like this station here. I don't know, it was quite this big, but it was big. Everyone was in masks. It was, you know, all the distancing, all that stuff. So they set it up, and Joe read the intro, and you know, he's just so powerful, and his affection for my father and his belief that my father really helped him grow as a person, and that allowed him to not just be the great football player he was, but to be the captain, to be the leader, to be someone who I think became, you know, the right type of motivator for so many other folks whose then their careers took off. And maybe they would have otherwise, but I always believe there is something about leadership and mentorship that, you know, allows folks to grow from being good to something really special. And Joe did that, and he gives my father credit for helping him to be able to do that. And so that's sort of what the foreword describes, Joe, in Joe's voice, which is awesome.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Sure is. Just talked to him last night, as a matter of fact, about this, about the whole comparisons to the Chiefs. Interestingly, by the way, he thought it might be good for the Chiefs to lose a game. And wouldn't it be nice if it was the Steeler game, he said. But he honestly believes that. He said, there were years where I thought, you know, we were going really well down the stretch, and I didn't mind in the end if we lost one of those games going into the playoffs. And the word he used was it would refresh us for the playoffs, sort of remind us that, yeah, we could be beaten. He thinks it might be good for the Chiefs to lose once here before they get to the playoffs. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm not going to disagree with Joe Green.
Tomorrow would be the best time for the
Chiefs to lose. I like that you have the mini Travis Kelce there making him look diminutive over in the corner of the station here.
Yeah.
You guys ripping on Travis Kelce. You better be careful because he's really a big dude. So
I don't know what happened there. That must be a Crowley creation that over there.
He's about eight times that size.
Yeah.
And you know, his shoulders are almost as big as Joe Green. So I wouldn't mess with Travis Kelce.
No, me neither. You said you had a little item about tomorrow's
game. Yeah, we got some cool things. So you know, Netflix is in town. This game is on Netflix, and we're all complaining about it, which I understand.
And it's local on KDKA.
Local on KDKA. I don't know if Pomp will be there, but
if he feels like it, he will.
And Pomp deserves Christmas and New Year's Christmas off. I'm teasing. I love Pomp and his family.
We all do. Yes.
But so Netflix is doing a couple cool things. So one of the things they're doing, you know, the great Netflix show Squid Games. So Squid Games is this game where they're trying to figure out, I don't want to give the whole plot away, but basically it's like this real time, it appears like someone's going to get murdered type of thing. And so we're going to have people dressed in the costumes of Squid Games throughout the Great Hall, and then they're all going to be in one section. It's kind of like a freaky little thing. Because it's one of those shows that kind of scares you. So it's going to be kind of cool. They're going to take over a section at the stadium tomorrow. And so Netflix has a couple fun things like that going. A woman named Claire Jones has been leading the Netflix engagement here. And Claire is a Yinzer. She's from Pittsburgh. So it's always good when we get a Yinzer who made it big to come home and produce something related to the Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, whatever. But Claire's been kind of putting all the Netflix projects together this week.
That's cool. Maybe Donnie Football can somehow get involved in that project. If he's in the crowd, they should find him.
Exactly. We got to get him a Squid Games outfit, though.
That would be great to do that with Donnie. Can you imagine him on the Netflix special, Sean?
That would be outstanding. I think Donnie would be up for that.
So do I.
I know Callis definitely would be up for that.
And there's no doubt Donnie will be at the game. Correct.
Yes, although he is, I believe, hosting our pregame coverage tomorrow.
He is?
I'm pretty sure he is. I'll double check on that. He's a busy man.
Jim, do you get cranky when they lose?
Pretty much, yes. For a couple hours. A
couple hours, it wears off.
A couple hours, then you gotta move on. My wife doesn't like me around when we lose, so I usually am at the mall or something, walking the dog. I'm often walking the dog. Outside after a little.
But it does wear off. Did your dad get, how would he be after games?
He was a little more measured than me, but he, you know, no one, you can't be in this industry if you like losing, you know, and the guys that hate to lose, I think they're all the difference makers. Mm. Joe hated to lose. Lambert hated to lose. Like I was scared in the locker room. Joe had retired, but like I was in that locker room. And we weren't quite as good, you know. Most of those guys retired, and Lambert was there for those last three or four years. And, they were professional, but those guys that hate to lose, they're the difference makers, I think. Everyone wants to win. It's the people that just refuse to lose that I think make the difference.
Well, I was going to ask you, speaking of being in the locker room when you were little, what that was like, because in my profession, at least when I was writing more, the press box used to be, and I don't think I just missed this, but it used to be, you know, cigarette smoke filled, you know, crazy places to be. Would guys light up a cigarette in the locker room back then? Lampert had a heater every once in a while, didn't he? What was it like to be in those locker rooms back then? Would you go in right after the games?
If I was in the locker room, it's because I was working. So I was in the locker room during, after, before many games, training camp. You know, I worked in that locker room. I picked up socks and jocks my entire life from the time I was in, I think I started in sixth grade, which was, you know, completely child labor against any child labor law that exists. Right. And, I worked there until my senior year in high school. And then I got a promotion to intern for the PR department. I worked for the great Joe Gordon, who was our
the great PR Joe director. Gordon. Yeah. Yes.
So I got to work for Joe for a couple of summers up at camp. But I spent a lot of time in that locker room, and it's a different place. It's a unique place. It's special as a ball boy or in a role like that. And being part of the my family. You know, we were always aware that the locker room is so special that it was fun, but I was kind of taught to recognize it's their place, not our place.
Yeah.
And so I would do my job. If a guy wanted to talk to me or joke around, I would do that, but I tried to spend more time in the equipment room or the laundry room, not kind of out in their space. It was really important, I think, that players feel like they have a space that ownership, even coaching, is not heavily involved in. And I think good locker rooms do that. And so